Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? We have an exceptional guest, as always. This one's coming all the way from Brandon, Mississippi, Jillian Smart. Jillian, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Big. Thank you for having me on to discuss my guide for parents as well as my education firm. How are you?
I'm doing real good this morning, and it's been a pleasure learning more about you as each day has passed, and I couldn't wait to get you to come on the show to just, you know, talk about your book and your program, because, of course, here at Think Big Radio, we are the place where big thinkers come to teach as well as learn. So before we get started, let's first get all of your contact information out. How can our people reach you?
Okay. Well, as an author and small business owner, I enjoy connecting with potential clients and collaborators. So listeners are encouraged to like the Jackson Education Support Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Jackson Education Support, all one word. And follow Twitter handle at JE_services. And also the website address, the URL is www.je411.com. On the website, individuals and organizations may schedule a free consultation by completing the service form under the service tab, or access the service form directly by visiting je411.com/service. If a phone call is preferable, I know some people don't like the web or aren't used to maneuvering around websites. You can also call 601-724-2152.
Great. That's a lot of information, and we're going to make sure that you guys are able to reach her. You'll also see her information on our site. And tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? Where are you from? What type of family? Large, small? Just give our listeners just a chance to get to know who you are before we really get into this.
Okay. Well, I am from Brandon, Mississippi. As you mentioned when you introduced me, I was born and raised in the Jackson, Mississippi metropolitan area. I've worked in customer service in different industries and tutored for ages. Beginning in middle school, I accepted my first student. We were talking about it when I was an elementary student. My first student was an elementary student, and he needed math support. So over the years, I've continued to find myself supporting learners of all ages with developing a deeper understanding of topics in literacy, math, and science. I volunteer with organizations like United Way, Boys and Girls Club, LeapFrog, and Big Brother, Big Sister. I graduated from Ole Miss. My background is in chemistry. I worked as a chemist for some time before experiencing health problems, right? At that time, I was attempting to pursue my dreams and make a difference as a research chemist. So one thing happened and then another, and near the end of a graduate chemistry program at Jackson State University, I found myself teaching an undergraduate chemistry lab. And this point, like, was very pivotal. It was such a big moment in my life, because I realized that teaching was the perfect balance between, you know, me wanting to learn more, experience more, and my professional goal of having a positive impact on my computer, on my community, and future generations. Long story short, I switched gears from the chemistry career path and pursued education. Eventually, I was hired as a high school chemistry and physical science teacher, which positioned me to launch my business, Jackson Education Support, and to write Parent Support, 30 Ways to Support Your Child's Education. 2 years into being an edupreneur, right, part educator, part entrepreneur, I've earned my master's degree in education and work with clients across the nation.
Wow, so it seems that not only did you have a love for learning, but a love for teaching. And let's talk a little bit more about your book. Tell me some of the, like, two insights from the book out of the 30 that made you, you know, okay, kind of look around and say, you know what, I think that things could be a little bit different. You know, what was it that brought that out of you?
Well, after, like, writing and editing and the review process ended, I guess I'll start at the end and kind of work my way back. I wanted input from people that I respect, right, leaders in the community, education professionals. So after I put down my ideas and what I thought was important, I asked for feedback. And so I like to take a minute and share some of the specific feedback that I received from people, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. So Dr. Charlotte Christian, she is director of counselors and a gifted education contact for a local school district where I live. And her review of Parent Support, 30 Ways to Support Your Child's Education, it highlighted the fact that parent support is divided into lessons, and we talked about that, for each topic, as opposed to the typical chapters that we commonly find in self-help books. Dr. Christian mentioned that parent support has excellent strategies in helping children and parents be successful in the education process. So that was awesome. Also, a community leader, big leader, right, Mayor Tony Yarber of Jackson, Mississippi. He shared on social media after reading the book that he views parent support as a pocket cheat sheet on helping your child succeed in school.
Oh, okay,
and,
wow.
Yeah, that was very exciting. And Mayor Butch Lee of Brandon, where I live now, he enjoyed parent support as well. He mentioned its simplicity and that the format doesn't bombard the reader. He went on to mention that parents can read a little at a time as well as refer to sections and review them as needed. His closing words were, if every child was exposed to half of these steps through their adolescent years, our world would be a better place. Cool, right? Dr. Katie Novak, she is also a best-selling author. She's assistant superintendent and an education consultant. She blew me away with her in-depth response to parent support. I sent her an email asking for feedback and shared the book with her, a hard copy. And her response is one of the most recent responses that I've received since I published an e-course that I have. And we talked about that as well, that accompanies the book. She shares, like, my vision of reading parent support together in groups, of parents reading parent support together in groups, while leveraging an online platform to discuss and share some of the lessons that I write about. And so the parents and educators have shared with me the need for the book to serve as a reference by providing different strategies for differing needs. And my message, basically, in writing the book is that parents can get involved and they can stay involved in children's learning. For parents who are not as involved as they'd like to be, Parent Support offers strategies to increase participation in education. It's unique because it's a guide written from an educator's gift for parents. And my experience with parents, listening to their concerns about classroom practices, their concerns about supporting children, all of these have been condensed and recorded for the benefit of all parents, right? So many concerns are not income specific, they're not student specific, they're not school or district specific. Topics like
right.
Common Core, learning style, building literacy skills, and engaging even advanced learners are discussed
wow.
in the book.
So let's talk a little bit about learning styles, because a lot of people, they're unfamiliar with the different types of learning styles.
Okay. So in the book, I kind of present several different learning styles, I believe up to 12. And so we can talk about three that are very common and usually the first learning styles that parents are introduced to, the first learning styles that educators are introduced to in training. And that is visual learning style, auditory learning style, and kinesthetic learning style. And kinesthetic is basically a big word for hands-on. Students
okay.
who prefer the kinesthetic learning materials, that's just a different way of saying that they prefer hands-on activities. And
right.
Auditory learning style, students who prefer to hear things, and visual learning style will be people who are really good at looking at charts, or finding patterns, you know. And so basically what parents can do is, in the first lesson of parent support, I mentioned learning style assessments, right? And that's one of the services that I provide for parents and students and really learners of all ages, because you're never too old to leverage
right.
your strengths. So once you take, like, a learning style assessment, you find one that's suitable for the age of the learner, and you check out the results. If the results reveal that you are an auditory learner, then, or that your child is an auditory learner, then you want to find videos. Like this week on my Facebook page, I'm sharing different resources that are good for reading, because in my state, the Literacy-Based Promotion Act is in full effect. Students are taking this learning, this reading test that is going to determine whether, like, public school third graders are going to be promoted to the fourth grade. And
yes.
so sharing, so for some students, is really difficult to read, to learn how to read. Reading doesn't come naturally for everyone. But for auditory learners, you can pull up a YouTube video. There's a YouTube channel. If you visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/Jackson Education Support, if you visit the Facebook page, I believe maybe the second post that was posted earlier this morning, there's a channel on YouTube where parents can access audiobooks. And so
mm-hmm.
you can find these different audiobooks, and there's a lot of different sites that provide them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you access the audiobooks, you'll notice that there's a caption. And so that's something that can help some of the readers who struggle with
wow.
matching the sounds to how the words look. You know, so they're just different ways. There's always a way to leverage strengths in order to build up weaker areas. And that's
right.
definitely one of my goals as an educator, is to help learners and parents identify those strengths and ways to leverage them.
You know, that's so much of who you are as a person, and your love for learning and educating, And even, you know, the way that your website is set up, how simplistic it is. You know, everything has its area, and it's, you know, it just really does what it's supposed to do. I'm on here now, and I like the area that says more, and then it had resources. So I'm looking at a lot of the different resources that you provide here that some people would even charge for. But that really shows that especially with education, that is not limited to one area, you know, in your region. It's something that covers, you're pretty much really covering all of those things on your website. Can you give your website out one more time so that our listeners will be able to also go to the website?
Absolutely, absolutely. The website, the URL is www.je411.com. Yeah.
Great,
and thanks
great.
For the compliment. I really appreciate that. I like that you view it as user friendly.
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot of times, when it even comes to education, the minute a person sees something and it's too jumbled or it seems like too much, it's disheartening. You know, or they might say, "Well, let me just go find something else or look at something else." So even, you know, your layout is simple. It gets right to the point. And it really speaks to everybody, no matter the educational level. And that's always a good thing. Now, what did you do before you got into becoming this edupreneur, to coin your term?
I love that word. I mentioned a little bit, well, a lot, about me, like starting out as a chemist, right? That's my background. When I graduated from high school, I knew that I wanted to play a role in scientific research. I was in awe with scientists and reading journals and, you know, learning how to conduct research properly. I wanted to connect with the leaders in the state, right? And so I found myself at Ole Miss. I knew that I wanted to go to Ole Miss before I even graduated. I knew, you know, some people are not sure. I knew exactly where I was going to be. And so I spent some time there, got my degree, and as I mentioned, I worked for a few years in research. I started out as an analytical chemist, and I ended up finally getting to where I really wanted to be, was in research. And you learn quickly in science that to do better, you have to learn more, right? Mm. To be more effective, you have to get more education. It's just no shortcut around it. And that's, you know, part of, I don't know, I guess that's my first introduction to the value of education was, you know, as I was coming up. And my parents definitely had a huge emphasis on education. They weren't particularly they weren't particularly influential or not, what's a good word for it? They weren't pushy, for the lack of a better term. They didn't really care what you wanted to do as long as you got your education, put simply, right? So they wanted us to do well in school, and so I try to instill some of those same values, you know, in my clients. It's more than, you know, I view my clients as more than clients. I use that word because that's what they are, but it's really a family. It's all about building relationships for me. And so,
You know, every now and then we have listeners who come on at the beginning of the show. Some come on halfway through, but we just kind of go through and ask if they have a question or a comment. We have a listener here from the 832 area code, with the first three being 233. That's 832-233. I just wanted to know if you had a comment or if you had a question. I'm going to put you on the air, but please state your name and your location So 832-233, name, location, and if you have a comment or a question, you're able to do so now.
Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. Or should
good
I say
morning.
Good afternoon?
How are you?
I'm well. This is Nikki Taplin calling in from the Houston, Texas area. And also, good morning to you, Mr. Big Ken. I am actually enjoying what I'm hearing so far, and I just love how you're talking about in order for you to do better, you have to learn more, and you have to be willing to expand yourself in those areas. So I really like what you're saying, and I'm just tuning in, soaking it all up for myself.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, so Nikki from Texas, we really do appreciate your support here on ThinkBigRadio.com and also in your comment. Thank you, and hope to hear you again.
Indeed.
All right, Jillian, so tell us something that our listeners and your clients might not know about you, like a, you know, crazy kind of hobby.
Okay, I don't really know about crazy. you caught me off guard with that one. But basically, what I do every day is most likely going to be something associated with my business or like finding lessons. I like to find fun games for my students to do. It's a full-time almost a 24-hour thing. So hobbies, I'm not really, big on at this point in my life. I do like to get in a little exercise. That's something that I'm trying to make a bigger part of my life is exercising. So I've been into a little meditation here and there. A girl loves a good massage after a hard day of work. And water aerobics is the new thing.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm really excited about that. People sleep on water aerobics, right? Don't do it. Go to a class first, you know. Water aerobics is super fun. So.
Yeah. So what would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience that helped you the most in implementing and your building your brand?
Okay. When we talk about advice, I really would like to speak to the parents and learners who are listening, right? Because I speak to some people who are not familiar with a term that is very familiar to educators. And I want to challenge parents and learners to practice thinking about thinking. Right? And the term for thinking about thinking is called metacognition. Right? Sounds like a big word, not a big word at all, right? So thinking about our thought processes challenges us to maintain an awareness of what we know and what we need to know to solve problems and complete tasks. Students and parents, they can leverage metacognition. They can think about their own thought processes before reading a book or a passage. And I focus on reading, like I said, because reading is, that's the focus in education in my state right now. And so parents can help students, and students can help themselves with metacognition by noting different features when you get ready to read a book or a passage. We do it often without paying attention, but when you pay attention to what you're doing, when you make sure that you read the title and the author, when you make sure that you read like the front and the back blurbs, if we're talking about a book, or you read the table of contents, right? We have to study the illustrations and photos and the graphics. You know, we want to pay attention to the labels and captions. I find myself reminding my clients to do this because it often, it tells us a lot about what we're reading, especially on assessments. We want to remind students to skim, like, for bold-faced words. Bold-faced because we have more experience. right? But we want to pay attention to the headings and the subheadings and the strategies and all of that. We want to ask ourselves while we're reading, do I understand what I just read? What questions do I have about what I just read? And what is the author's message or the point of view, right? The answers to these questions, they help us keep an inventory about what they know and about what we know and what we need to know, you know, to problem solve and to answer comprehension questions. The process is simple, you know, just keeping an inventory, asking yourself these questions, but consistency is what's important, right? With time, if you practice these skills, you can become stronger and stronger if you happen to be a weak reader.
Wow, that's an excellent synopsis of that question. We don't really have too many people who approach that question that way, and I'm really happy that you brought out about thinking about what you're thinking. It's almost as if you're monitoring, like that old term, know thyself. And I think part of knowing yourself is really looking at the way that you just described it when you're doing not only reading but doing many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
purposeful.
That was,
being purposeful, yes.
And I have to say, great and awesome in every single interview. So I just wanted to get it out there right then, even though the whole interview has been great and awesome. But we're getting to that point where it's, you know, toward the end, and if you had to have any other comments or anything that you would like to, or any people you'd like to thank, now would be the time to do so.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate the opportunity. I would like to thank my husband, Tony Smart, my parents, Karen Ransom and Henry Jackson, my sister, Kristen Jackson, and all of my extended family for supporting me. They all encouraged me, right, to pursue my passions. I'd like to thank my clients for allowing me to do what I love to do, what I'm good at. I'd also like to thank Chanel McKenzie, editor-in-chief at Infusions Magazine, for sharing Think Big Radio with me. I've enjoyed playing recorded interviews. I've learned a lot from listening to them. George Frazier's his interview stands out. His learn, earn, and return message was so very powerful. I'd also like to thank you again for providing this opportunity to share my book, Parent Support, 30 Ways to Support Your Child's Education, and my business with your listeners. I always, always seize an opportunity to discuss the work I'm so grateful for being able to do. Yeah, thank you.
Once again, guys, we'd like to also thank our guests for sharing their expertise, getting you guys to think about thinking, moving on to your next level. As well, I'd like to thank all of you for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. And as always, guys, you can go to the website, thinkbigradio.com, and find all the information that you need on our guest, and you'll be able to listen to those archived interviews, just as Jillian Smart has done. Once again, think big and have a great day.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.